USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Biden wins, China wins.
President Trump with two campaign stops in the battleground state of Ohio on Monday. President Trump continues.
If we win, Ohio wins, and most importantly, in all fairness, America wins. Because you finally have a president who puts America first.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will vote on President Trump's nomination to fill Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's vacancy before the end of the year.
The American people are about to witness an astonishing parade of misrepresentations about the past, misstatements about the present, and more threats against our institutions.
The Kentucky Republican on the Senate floor Monday. Democrats not happy with the decision, saying it should be all decided after the election. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
My name is Dr. Roger Bond. I've been in practice for around 30 years now. One of the products that I recommend to my patients, I highly recommend, is Balance of Nature, fruits and vegetables. Back in the early 2000s, I began to have some respiratory issues that affected my practice. It affected my family life to the point where I'd come home from work and basically just lay down on the carpet because I was so tired. As I took Balance of Nature, that began to slowly change, and the energy came back and was able to enjoy time with my family. I recommend Balance of Nature to all of my patients because it's a product that works.
With three fruit and three veggie capsules, Balance of Nature provides you with all your recommended servings of fruits and vegetables every day. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
With an update on the wildfires that continue to burn in California, Oregon, and Washington State, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Over 100,000 acres have now burned from the Bobcat Fire in the mountains northeast of Los Angeles. At the L.A. County Fire Department, Sky Cornell says some terrain is very treacherous and firefighters are being held back from certain areas.
You've got terrain that is this steep and so difficult to get to, nearly impossible in some areas just because it's just too dangerous to have our firefighters go across that steep of a terrain.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden spending part of his Monday in the battleground state of Wisconsin. Biden ripping the president for holding crowded rallies and not forcing his supporters to wear face masks.
The folks who come are packed in tight as they can be, risking disease mostly without masks, but not Trump. He safely keeps his distance.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories of the day, Vice President Mike Pence tells CBS News the president has an obligation to quickly name a Supreme Court nominee.
President Trump believes that he has an obligation under the Constitution of the United States to put forward a nominee for the Supreme Court. There have been 29 times that there have been vacancies since George Washington through Barack Obama. In all 29 cases, the president has made a nomination to the Supreme Court during an election year, and President Trump believes that it's his responsibility and his duty to do that again. The Senate's role is to advise and consent, we're working already with the Republican leadership in the Senate to make arrangements for the process to move forward.
A state of emergency is in effect for the Louisville Metro Police Department ahead of a possible decision in the Breonna Taylor case. Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear says the National Guard is also ready to act if needed.
If needed, the Guard and the Kentucky State Police would engage in limited, specific missions where they would be under their own command that would be in support of LMPD.
Taylor's estate in the city of Louisville did reach a $12 million settlement agreement last week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.